it yesterday, so I'll be doing a lot of drum covers while singing to them. So if you like to see me drum it out, just follow me all on my Instagram, Love Gemini Just Because, Twitter, Nicole J. Chicago. Let's get to the quote. Friday quote to get you through the week. I'm good. I live good. I think good. I don't have to feel good to be good. I take my goodness wherever I go. By Peter Tosh. Next week is Thanksgiving. So I am so happy about that. I am so happy. 6 days. I'm not going to hold you long. I'm just going to give you a review on Modern Warfare. It's been a month since it released. Just a not really a pre-review. Because Call of Duty, it was at the end of the game. So I'll do a review from the start, from the game to the end of the game. So I usually give two reviews. So this is not an overall, like, just because, you know, things, they'll fix it or they'll update or they'll fix glitches and they'll fix everything while, you know, the game is still, you know, out. Because now how games are, back when it's like the early 2000s, once they fix a game, that was it. They didn't do no updates, nothing like that. Now stuff is so technology and everything is just so quick to just technology. Like last episode, I actually talked about that. Everything is so up to date. They got to do updates because so many people are hacking or finding ways to get free kills, easy kills. And that's frustrating for gamers like myself that's trying to play and then they just find glitches to get kills, you know. But any game is going to have their flaws. Any games. Like I always tell the computer programmers, you know, programming is never easy. You can try to build the best game or best software and it's still going to be loopholes. So this is just the Modern Warfare review, I'll say the beginning for right now. And then I'll do an end next year when it gets closer to the PS5, you know, all them consoles coming out. So right now, for the campaign, it's a 9.5 out of 10. The characters on here is amazing. The story mode, the graphics, it's just a really great campaign. This is one of the best campaigns Call of Duty, just period, of the whole series they have ever done. I love this campaign. It's an 8-hour campaign, but it's really, I'm not gonna give any details of what's going on in it because some people have never played it, but it's an overall a 9.5. it's amazing. I don't have any cons on the campaign. I wish maybe it'll be a little bit more longer, but that's about it. The multiplayer needs work. I gave it a 4.5 out of 10. So, let me just go ahead and say it here. It's going to take some adjustment because, for me, because Black Ops 4 is different than Modern Warfare. Modern Warfare is like a war game. Black Ops is just more, not really cartoonish, but it's like, it's different and it's easier to get kills in Black Ops. This one is just a little bit more harder to get kills, but you can get kills. But the reason why they get a 4.5 is because, how am I supposed to say this? It's very easy for hackers to hack this game. It's very easy. Like, in a lot of the, like, I play core. I don't play hardcore, period. The hardcore on here, on this game, is ridiculous. And when you have so many campers, it gets frustrating. And really, people that play hardcore, they just want to get streaks. And it gets very frustrating for people that are runners. Because the difference, if you play a shooting game, you got the campers and you got the runners. Sometimes campers are great, especially if you're a sniper. But if you're camping with a shotgun, it gets very irritating. It is really nothing Call of Duty can do. It's the gamers, it's the new generation gamers. And sitting in a corner and then wait for someone to come and then they just shoot you. That gets very irritating. It wasn't really like that with Black Ops, but it's just on hardcore to me. It's just really unstoppable if you sit in a corner and you just camp the whole game, or you sit in a window and you camp the whole game. See, at least with core, when you die, you know where you die. In hardcore, it's not like that. It's a very different game mode. And I just personally, with the hardcore, they need to, not even hardcore, just period overall, they need to fix a lot of things. Maybe with the health, or maybe with, like, it's just no way you have so many kill streaks. Like, kill streaks, like 15 kills. That's just too much. I just wish they could have, I don't know, maybe do something different. Kind of like similar to Black Ops 4, but not really, if that makes sense. I hope that did, but it probably didn't. Ground War is the only game mode I really play every day. I like Ground War. I work on my sniper skills. I really don't have a problem with Ground War. That's probably the only one to me that is decent that I play is Ground War. Gunfight is very irritating. They need to somehow find a way to have a 5 second, you can't shoot, you can't do anything, because if you have a sniper in the beginning, all they gotta do is turn and just snipe quick. And especially if, once again, it's a hacker, it's really quick for them to get kills. Realism is stupid. Just play hardcore. Shoot house 24/7. I like that. I like the small, but once again, it's a lot of glitches in that. You can just sit and shoot at a wall and get like 6, 7, 8 kills, and you can be invisible. I've seen it a lot of times. It's just been, they'll sit in this, I can't explain it, but it's on the right side. It's by the little door, like them doors. It's like a bedrooms, and all you can do is just shoot, 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 and he gets free kills. And it gets irritating. The weapons on here, I haven't tried all of them, but for right now, the AK is pretty good. The P90 is pretty good. The MP5 is pretty good. I like all the snipers. The shotguns are very overrated in this game. They need to jock that down, because a shotgun, you can shoot it like a sniper. And that's not how shotguns are. You don't sh it doesn't have range. Shotguns is close distance. It doesn't have range at all, period. And it should not have a scope. But hope they fix that. The field upgrades are really bad to me. They're all really trash except for Dead Silence and the stopping power rounds or something like that. Those are and maybe the cover, but that's about it. The rest are pretty garbage. The kill streaks, I kind of explained that a little bit, but the kill streaks to me is overwhelming. It's a lot of kill streaks, and I wish they would have limited like Black Ops 4. It's just so many, which is can be good, but it can be bad. But the overall, the game gets about a 5.8 overall with the campaign, the multiplayer. The co-op is pretty good on there. Kind of remind me of the Black Ops 4 multiplayer. It's good to play with friends. I like the co-op, the missions and stuff like that. But overall, the games get about a 5. If they can try to bring back map from the previous Modern Warfare or Black Ops, that'll be pretty dope. Anything from improvement, I kind of explained it. That is what they need to improve more. They need to improve on maybe adjusting And like okay, for example, for the weapons, it's a lot of scopes. It's overwhelming. You know, the simple, the better. I mean, why have all those scopes? I mean, it's just too overwhelming. They should take it off. And someone that doesn't, you know, don't have a quick attention span is going to get lost in the scopes. I mean, like, it should not ha it shouldn't be that many scopes. I mean, I don't understand. But overall, like I said, 5.8. It's good. I'm gonna do my last review on Modern Warfare next year. It's gonna be about October-ish, and just give an overall of the game and what they fixed. But this right now, this is just the reviews for right now. Cause like I said, they will change it. They may add something else. They may add a blackout. You never know what they might do. They might add a zombie mode. You just don't ever know what they're going to do. So that is it for the Modern Warfare review. Now we're gonna get to the questions. I only have three questions. So question one. Ivory, now that Tua is injured, do you think the Colts should take him next year first round? Brian from California. Well, Brian, yeah, I did hear about the quarterback from Alabama get injured. I think a hip injury. I feel bad for him. He lost millions, but that doesn't mean anything. It's been a, you know, to me, I'd rather be go to a team that is not bad than a really horrible organization. But just because they're the top 10 pick doesn't mean they're a horrible organization. They could have got it from a trade or anything like that. But for me, I'd rather go to, like, Lamar Jackson is a very great example. He fell all the way to the last pick to the Ravens. That's the best team that fit him. I said, watch, he's gonna do good in the Ravens. I told everyone that. I told him he was the best quarterback in that draft. I told one of the Colts insiders he's one of the best quarterbacks in that draft, and they didn't believe me. Told my friend, I told him, I said, go tell them. They didn't want to listen. But we had Andrew Luck then, so we weren't looking for a quarterback. This year, we need to look next, like not this year, you know what I mean? 2020 NFL, it's time to look for a quarterback because last night was pretty horrible. It's time for us to look for a quarterback. We're not going to win Super Bowl with that team. Our rushing is fourth, so it's not that bad, but yeah, we need to get a better offense. Our defense is not really that bad. It's just our offense. It's just all over the place. It's inconsistent. So to answer your question, if he's, I mean, because I think we got the 24th pick, or maybe 23rd or something. I think we have a low pick. If he's still available, go ahead. We don't have nothing to lose. He's a great quarterback. But, you know, I did say in the earlier episodes that I think we should wait. I think we should get one next year. So to answer your question, yes. If he goes that low, I think we should give him a shot. Never, you know, never can hurt. But he doesn't fit to me in the Colts. But if he's the only quarterback left, I would. Because Herbert's going to be gone. You know, they all going to be gone. I wish we can take Nate Stanley. That's who I believe will fit the Colts. He's big. Remind me of Big Ben a little bit. Question two. I found you on Twitter. I was listening to your episode of Jet Set Radio. And I want to know, how would you take over Sega? Would it be hard to take over a Japanese company? Well, this is anonymous. Well, I was just being funny in that episode. I don't know. I may have to get a Japanese translator, I guess. They probably not even selling it. So I'm not even sure. They probably not going to sell it to American. Never know, but you never know. Question three, this is the last question. When will you make another drum video on Instagram? I love seeing how you drum. My favorite is a 21 Savage cover. Well, thank you for listening, looking at my Instagram. My next one will be actually this week, so just check with that. I just got a roll-up drum kit, and I'm so happy. Now I just got to get the table and get everything situated. So, yeah, you'll see me pretty soon. And that's anonymous as well. Yeah, it's time for us to get a court. It's time for us. Yeah, Colts, I'm very disappointed. Very disappointed. But we in the suit. I mean, we in the playoffs, so it's not like it's a big deal. And the Houston's in the playoffs, so if they win or lose, but we're not winning a Super Bowl like that. It's just. I can't wait till February gets here so I can explain who should we get and who should we not get. That's going to be a fun month for me on this podcast. Well, guys, that is it for Friday. Happy Friday. And make sure you stay warm. Make sure you stay cool. And always remember, positivity is the key of life. Don't ever, ever, ever trust anybody with a foul mouth. That can get you in trouble. Keep your head up and always meditate. Much love.